Hello.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm missing my other half.
Oh my God, me too. I'm so glad to be back.
You were desperately missed. No shade to the mister, but
of course not.
Same, unless you're with your sister.
Girl, trust me, preach, girl. But I'm glad to be back, though. It is all good. And excited to just record and chat and get back on into our groove.
Yeah, absolutely, girl. Absolutely. So, hold on. With that said, first and foremost, let me just reintroduce ourselves. This is the Black Girl Podcast, or this Black Girl Podcast. I am one half of your host, Miss Ola, Miss Lola, aka Lola.
Loving it. And I am the other half of your host. we're one person combined, but and I am Miss Hill Diva. And you can definitely always remember, just a quick plug of our Instagram is at this Black Girl Podcast. So you can always find updates of all our episodes there and have a good old time finding us on all our different platforms.
Absolutely. Give us feedback, join our lives, where we discuss, you know, real topics in real time. Definitely check out our other pages, check out our YouTube page, check out us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all of that good stuff, everything in between. But I'm ready to jump into this topic with you because I've been holding it on to my chest for so long. Yes. We need to talk about Miss Tessia Brown, aka the girl. Where were you when you saw this issue arise? Were you at home? Were you on the road? Were you on TikTok? Like I don't know.
Girl, I was at home and I I wish that I wasn't laughing because I don't like laughing at people's pain, okay?
Right.
But I'm crying. Okay, why it's just so funny to me?
Yeah.
Is just because I just assumed everybody knew about Gorilla Glue. You know what I mean? Because well,
No. So finish your thought because I have something to add to it. That's all.
And so for me, just I literally bought Gorilla Glue last year because I had this old putt-putt car before. No, sorry, this is 2019, so 2 years ago. I had a putt-putt car. My rear view mirror fell off. So I went and got Gorilla Glue to re-stick my rear view mirror back onto the middle of my car that I would adjust, you know, for reversing, whatever.
Yeah.
So to hear that when this woman put this in her hair, I was shocked. I'm like, how do you not know that? I couldn't believe it. And I'm thinking maybe she got it confused with Gorilla Snot, which is the hair gel. You understand?
Yeah. So that was my misinterpretation because I was at home. I was scrolling on TikTok because I love TikTok. And I see this girl go, like, first I see it, I notice her face on Instagram. I notice her face on Facebook. And then I'm like, who is this viral girl? So I'm going on TikTok and I see her on TikTok. And she's explaining, like, oh, I did my hair and my hair stuck like this. And I'm doing myself, like, what? And then she says, like, oh, I'm done. I finished my got to be glued spray. So then I used this. And she showed the bottle. And I was like, no, she didn't. No, she did not. My whole life flashed before my eyes. Because, you know, as a Black woman, like, we have been taught at a very young age to value our hair. Okay? So we're not just going to put anything, even though we do technically put anything in our hair. So when I saw that, like, that thought process went through my mind. I'm like, this girl picked up Gorilla Glue. I can't even call it craft glue because if that ain't craft glue, this girl picked up Gorilla Glue adhesive and put that in her hair thinking it's hair fucking spray.
Let me say one quick thing.
She combined Gorilla Snot with Got to be Glued. And thought that this Gorilla Glue was the hairspray. But, like, I have so many questions. Like, that shit's not sold. Well, I don't know if it's sold in Walmart near you, but that shit ain't sold at Walmart near me. Like, you have to buy that shit on Amazon. Or, like, Were you, did you go to Home Depot? Like how, like.
No, it's at Walmart, girl. It's open out in view in Walmart, okay, in like the car aisle or something.
This is my thing. This is what I'm trying to say. How you go to the store to buy this glue, to buy this spray, okay? Let's call it a spray because I'm sure that's what she thought it was. How dare you go to the store to buy this spray and you're in the friggin' like
industrial aisle,
home improvement aisle, the home
hardware, hardware, aisle,
okay, the fucking auto fixing aisle, the home improvement aisle, the same section where they sell you friggin' house heaters and ACs and screws and hammers and nails, and you think this belongs in your fucking head? How dare you?
I'm sorry because I hope everyone can hear what you're saying because I'm just here crying in the background.
No, but like I'm so at a loss for words because it's like it'd be one thing if that shit was like in your like if you said, oh, I went to the hair store and they sold me this. But she never took me to no fucking hair store to get this because it could have been an honest mistake of the retailer, yeah, and yada 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 whatever. But like,
yeah,
where did you get this to make this confusion?
This is my thing. I think she just found it in her house. Like you know, you ran out of, you know, hairspray, so you're kind of looking through all the bottles. But like,
in the shed?
Why was it in the
shed? In the toolbox?
Exactly.
Like, I know you did not find this in your medicine cabinet.
I know. Like, wherever her hair products are, please get them away from the toolbox.
Oh, my gosh. This is what I'm trying to say. Like, because, like, I have craft glue. I have craft, so when I saw the bottle, I recognized what it was immediately when I saw the TikTok. Because I have craft adhesive spray. Like, that kind of spray is what girls on YouTube use to make, like, ottomans, okay? When they want to spray the foam to the fabric and have it stick and look neat. And, like, that's what I see this shit used for. I use it when I'm trying to, you know, glue something very large and you need, like, to spray a big area. That shit smells, like, that shit alone smells like poison. How'd you put that in your head?
The thing is, the one I had was like just a clear kind of gel in a tube. So that's why I thought it was even funnier. I'm like, did this, like, what did she do? Like, how did she even get it in her hair? You know what I mean? So maybe she did have the spray or maybe she had a tube. Who knows?
No, it was a spray. She showed the bottle in the video.
I saw it too, but I didn't realize.
It was a spray. Like, and it goes to, it tells me, like, if you didn't know better, it would look possibly like hairspray. But, like, at the same time, when you're, like, can you not read?
She should have read the bottle. That's true. That is very true. This is not hairspray. Like, when it says it's good for cars, for windows, ceramic tiles, like.
Well, and like, right? Because that's the other thing. Because, like, got to be glued. Like, I have got to be glued. Free spray in my house, and that shit does not say that it's hairspray. It does say that it's called freeze spray, so it freeze holds. But once you read the directions on the back, you understand that it's fucking hairspray. Did she not
read the extra strong hold?
Right, like there's directions, there's warnings on the front, directions on the back. Like I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss. And like, girl, when I say I was cringing because when she showed how laid her hair was, that fucking hair was bonded to her fucking scalp. Like that shit was implanted into her brain, Bridget. How fucking, like, I've never seen anyone's hair look so laid in my life.
And girl, and that's what I was gonna say. Cause thank God, yo, if I had done my hair like that, she's blessed that it was laid in a style. Because that shit would have dried before. Sometimes I struggle to get my hair laid.
Right.
My hair would have laid like God knows what, Macy Gray style or something. God. I don't know what my glued looking all kind of crazy.
Oh,
so she's lucky her hair. So at least if it's gonna be stuck for a month, girl, the girl was knocking on her head and it was making noise.
Like, I hear the wild part, because like she's saying, oh, I've washed my hair 15 times. Gorilla Glue's bond gets stronger with water. So every every wash, washing, she's bonding it more and fucking more. And I'm like,
girl, I almost peed. I almost peed when you said that.
I'm so upset by this. Like, I'm genuinely upset for so many reasons, because it's like, I can understand the misinterpretation of wording, but like, if you look at the bottle, it doesn't say hairspray. It says craft spray or utility spray or whatever. It does not imply that it belongs in hair. It gives you a warning. Don't put it on. If you can't put it on your skin or your eyes, what makes you think it works on your hair? You know?
I agree.
And then what burned me even more, this woman is fucking 40, Bridgen. She's in her 40s. She's a big woman. And I'm like, you're telling me at your big age, you cannot pick up a bottle and read? No.
I thought the girl was in her teens.
No, I wish I could blame it on the ignorance of youth. Like, she has no excuse to put herself in such bottle.
A facelift. That's how late it was. Yo, people are going to be running. The housewives are going to be running to put Gorilla Glue to stick their face.
Girl, like,
I thought she was young.
She is. I don't want to call her old because that's ageist, but like, she's older than I.
She looks young.
Just for concept discussion, like, she's older than us. Mm-hmm. She's older than us. She's a grown ass woman who you would expect to know better. You know,
for sure. But let's look at the bigger picture here. Sorry, I hope I didn't cut off your thought.
No, girl, I could bitch about this woman all day. I'm so upset.
But yes, in the bigger picture, this is what this tells me. Anyone who does not have black hair and complains about how we change our hair different styles and this and that, if this incident does not show you what we go through as black women to tame our hair, I don't know what will.
That is accurate.
The struggle is real.
That's accurate.
The struggle is real. Our hair is just very, our hair is very temperamental. It's a very specific type of gentle type of hair. What do you call it? Fragile, you could say, or just temperamental type.
Yeah.
You know, not easy to manage. So for a girl to mistakenly put Gorilla Glue in her hair, that should tell you something. Like, damn, like, they're going through lengths, okay?
Right.
What we deal with. And that is the craziest thing. Like, that's why I'm laughing so hard, because I just can't even believe it. The way that us black people pride our hair and love our hair. Like, girl, I run and jump through hoops to not lose a hair, an extra hair I don't have to lose. Like, I'm unbraiding my hair right now.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm gonna put oil in it. I'm gonna moisturize it. I'm gonna deep condition. I'm gonna keep that in all night. And then I'm gonna comb my hair out nice and gently and slowly, deliberately tomorrow to get
my right
hair.
Like,
so
that's the thing, like, because especially in because black people, when it comes to hairstyles and hair techniques and stuff, we're so resourceful, we have so much ingenuity, we come up with so many crazy concepts, like even the friggin' bald cap method that's been going on for a few years now, where you take the wig cap and you place it down farther than it needs to be, and you spray down a perimeter, and then you cut the excess so it looks like it's literally going from like your scalp into the cap flawlessly, so when you put on a wig you don't even see a hairline. Like, stuff like that is so amazing. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, girl, there's so many hairsprays you could have done. You didn't have to get Got to Be Glued.
Right.
What happened to ORS? ORS has a whole wig adhesive hairline. What happened to Spritz? Spritz was the hairspray before.
What happened to just going to the store? Right,
yeah.
Go back and buy your Got to Be, girl. You know what?
Oh,
true the concept,
Fact.
You know.
Fact.
But it's because she grabbed something in her house, though. That's why. Like, I think she just was just kind of off the cuff on the phone or whatever. You're busy.
You're too busy to read.
Grabbing it.
You're too busy to read.
And thought it said Gorilla Snot, and it was.
Girl,
I want to scream and cry every time I think of it. Because, girl, I was on my phone, I think just looking at news articles, and then all I saw was the title, and I was crying. Like,
oh my gosh.
I was like, no. Oh. I didn't believe it. I had to see the video.
Oh.
And when she touched her hair and said, it's been a month.
Oh my God. Well, here's the thing. There's so many people, like, I'm going to go through the rest of the story. We can still bitch about this. Because like I said, I could bitch about her all day. Mm-hmm. Like, so she was essentially, she reached out to TikTok for help. The shit obviously went viral because we were like, what the fuck? People didn't believe her at first that, oh, your hair's not glued down. You're just making this up. You talking about you can't shampoo it. The girl put shampoo in her hand, wash her hair on camera, watch the ball, the flat hair lather. And then she wiped it off and the hair looked exactly the same. I'm so pissed that I'm laughing, but it looks so funny because it's like she washed up her hair and it sunned up and then she wiped it and it was still perfect. Pristine. Okay? Some people are like, holy shit. So hairdressers are coming out of the woodworks now, giving her tips and tricks. Oh, you should use this, you should use that. Gorilla Glue even commented and telling her she should use rubbing alcohol to dissolve the bond. And she tried coconut oil.
Gorilla Glue.
Yes! She tried coconut oil. She tried olive oil. She tried every type of oil with them working, okay? And so eventually she went to the hospital and she started a GoFundMe to help her with the hospital bills because this is based in the United States. They do not have a universal health care plan. So
no, that's not even funny.
So she went to the hospital. Ugh. The hospital said they can try with the combination of distilled water and acetone to break it down. They were there. They were starting, but apparently it was going to take something like 20 plus hours at the hospital. She was like, oh my God, that's way too long to stay at the hospital. Can you give me the stuff and I'll do it at home? They're like, okay. They gave her a bunch of acetone. They gave her a bunch of distilled water. She started doing the process at home with help of like friends and family or whatnot. She was in a lot of pain because the acetone was burning her scalp. It was starting to work, but it was starting to also burn her scalp. It was very painful. Somebody was suggesting use Goo Gone because it burns like the acetone, but it breaks down much faster. And then eventually a plastic surgeon reached out and said, if you're willing, like, if you can come out to Los Angeles, we'll fly you out. I know, I'm very confident I can get it out. And the procedure normally costs $12,000, but we're doing it free of charge. And so she went. Wow. She went, and it took apparently 4 hours. And this doctor, a black plastic surgeon, I must add, it took 4 hours with a combination of medical grade, some kind of glue dissolvents or whatever. So it was a medical grade, a high grade dissolvent, plus like olive oils and aloe vera, I'm assuming to like try and preserve as much hair as possible, and was able to actually get the glue out of her hair. And like,
okay, because that's the point that I saw it at, when she finally went to the surgeon. That's when I first heard about the story. I didn't realize there was all this backstory.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Yeah, so she finally got it down, was able to actually put her hands through her hair. And TMZ was there, of course, because they're desperate for any type of story with a pulse. And this was hilarious. So,
because I did hear that she did cut off her ponytail.
Yeah, well, the ponytail was just an extension, right? So she cut off the ponytail, and it was just the back piece. And the back piece was like sticking out fucking straight. Like, it wasn't moving. It was straight. Like you know the end of those fucking straw brooms? Like, her hair was sticking out like that at the back. And so, long story short, she was able to get it out, got her hair done, got it all out, was able to run her hands through her head. The people in TMZ, they're like, oh, now that your hair is free of the glue, what are you going to do? Are you, you're not going to do any hairstyle for a while, right? Ha, ha, ha. And she's like, no, I need to go get my hair done after this.
I love it. Like, she's black, people. Do not get right? twisted.
Like still black. Her hair was obviously, like, you know, disheveled, unkept. It was out there. It was out there because her hair looked like it was like you know off of the end of a, you know when you have a perm and the perm's grown out, and so the ends are a little coarse, and then like the roots are a little coarse but the ends are straight, and
it
like
better, girl,
you're looking a little crazy.
It looked better than I thought it was gonna look, bro. Like, I was like, yo, you have hair, like,
oh yeah. Her hair definitely turned out a lot better than it was supposed to be. Okay. I thought she was going to be bald as hell, girl. So I'm thankful she left that situation with hair on her head. But like, exactly. I'm just upset that like, why would you do this to yourself? And
I can't even laugh anymore. I feel so bad.
I was upset. I felt embarrassed for Black people because like a couple shows ago, the Mr. snitched on me, okay? Because I asked him the question. I asked him the question, what is the one thing you didn't expect living with a Black woman? Mm-hmm. And the man answered, how many damn wigs I have. And it's true, I do own a lot of wigs. But like, mm-hmm. I don't know. This whole situation just made me feel so embarrassed as a Black woman. Because it's like, we already do so much to assimilate into society, and now we're kind of like fighting back and like embracing our natural hair and the textures of it, and you know, the different lengths, and having the, you know, little, our small like little fros or our big curly locks, like we're embracing all of it, and I think it's beautiful and it makes me happy. But it's like, I just get so mortified because it just kind of reminds me of when you had to assimilate, and when people would be like, oh my gosh, why does your hair look like that? Or like, I've never gotten the whole, oh, your hair looks like cotton kind of, or I think somebody mentioned the sheep comment once, oh, your hair reminds me of a sheep, haha. Like, I think I remember it once. But a lot of what I get is people being surprised that I actually have length to my hair. Mm-hmm. So when I straighten it, or I just wear, like if I wear it my natural length straightened or whatever, people are like, oh my gosh, like your hair is so long, or mm-hmm. oh, you have big hair. And it's like, what does that mean?
So what are you expecting exactly,
right? So it's like, when I see stupid shit happen to that, and then it's like, has now cut damaged hair because of her ignorant, stupid mistakes, I get so upset, because it's like, it goes back to that assumption of like, oh, Black women don't have hair.
Oh yeah. You're so funny. It's funny that you read deep into it, because I see it as like, she made a dumb mistake that could have been me. Like, that's why I'm crying, because thank God that was not me.
I would hope it would never be you, because that's what I'm saying. It could have never been me.
Like, I could have been so busy, my kids screaming in the background, you know, kids, go back over there, go sit down, no, doing my hair, and accidentally just grab a bottle, what looks like it, and just, I mean, really and truly, it could have never, because I just know Gorilla Glue, and I've used it recently, I know exactly what that is, but I feel like maybe she didn't know about that brand, so I could see maybe it happening if you didn't know about this brand, and you're grabbing bottles willy-nilly, and that's...
Read, because every every single bottle has its own directions. Some say spray close to the hairline. Some say spray 8 to 10 inches away. Keep away from open flame. Whatever, you know, each and everything has its own set of instructions. So it's like, read, bitch. Read.
But like, the white equivalent of this would be, and there's a difference to these two kind of mistakes to make, but the white equivalent would be the story of when like the girl used permanent marker to color her face black, and then washed her face and she was still black, and then washed her face and kept screaming and had to get skin surgery to get the fucking the darn black permanent Sharpie ink off her face. But
jokes on her, if she used rubbing alcohol, she wouldn't have embarrassed herself like that. But
right, but like, the joke is, that was what I consider an actual stupid mistake, as mad as you're getting for this woman. Because this woman, yes, it is stupid. I just find it hilarious, because if you don't know better, like, you know, you're just picking it up. And it is really stupid. I feel like she didn't deliberately do this. You know what I mean? She did not put something that, like, everyone knows Sharpie markers are permanent, you know, or any marker to put black on your face. Like, it's just, would assume what would happen. Is this all gonna come out? Like, it's logical to think maybe there would still be some color on you, you know, if you're putting any ink on your face. But this girl, like, anyone could have done this, you know.
I
you see it happening, it's just, it's fucking hilarious to me.
Oh my gosh. Like, I understand, like, here's the thing. Like, I understand it was a mistake because seeing the video, I've, like I said, as much as I was mortified, I deeply felt for her because, like, you could tell on her face, you could tell even with the circumstances, how she showed, like, I usually use this and I went and used this. Like, I can understand the steps into bringing you to that thought process, but I just don't understand the end where you don't read the bottle. Like, I can understand, like, that's the thing. Like, I can understand, oh shoot, I have no more of the spray. Let me see what else I have. Oh, Gorilla Glue? Right. Let me read this. Don't use on eyes or skin. What makes you think, oh, well, that should be fine for my fucking hair, and go, shh. Like, that makes no sense to me. That part, that,
because especially when it says what it's good for.
Yeah, this it's is what I'm trying to say. Like, that's where she loses me. That's where she loses me. Because can you imagine taking a bottle and you're like, oh, Gorilla, you're thinking, oh, Gorilla, this is probably like Gorilla snot. Let me see. And then you turn over the back and it says, for use on foam, drywall, glass, wood, what? And you're like, oh, this is great for my fucking hair? Are you like
she might know how to use nail glue, because that's just how crazy it is. You know, like,
oh my God. Speaking of nail glue, I'm gonna give you a story. Joke's on me, though. I have my own Gorilla Glue girl hair story. It wasn't me doing the stupidness. It was a hairdresser. I went to a hairdresser probably almost 10 years ago now. I went to a hairdresser 10 years ago, and I wanted to get my hair done for a very formal event I was going to. She did for me a crochet install. And for people who are listening who don't understand certain terms, I'm going to try and break down certain terms. But doing a crochet style is when you braid your hair down and you weave hair through the interlocking braids. So you can crochet in additional braids, you can crochet in faux twists or locks or things like that. The style in particular I did was I was crocheting straight ass, long ass hair. Like, I was doing 40 inches before 40 inches were a thing, okay? So I got in this really nice, sleek, super straight, 40, like super long, 40 inch straight ass hairstyle. And the woman who's crocheting it in, I didn't realize until after the fact that to lock in some of the hair, instead of using hair glue like a normal human fucking being, was using nail glue to lock in the straight strands so that they wouldn't slip.
Unravel, like, and come out of the crochet?
Yes.
Oh my God, yeah. Okay.
I realized this when I was ready to take out the crochet hair. Because what I had done was I had it in, wore it to my event. It was super great. After a while, it was getting long and heavy. So I cut it a bit. So it's like, you know, back length style. Then I got tired of it. And then I cut it down again to like a little, like a bob or whatever. And then eventually I'm like, okay, I'm over this. Let me take this out. When I'm taking it out, I'm realizing the shit's not coming out. And I'm wondering why. Find out this woman used nail glue in my hair, and I had to cut out some sections of my hair because the glue came out.
Oh my God. I would have been pissed.
And it damaged my hair. And like I've had a lot of instances. You've witnessed an instance of when I went to a hairdresser who told me she's going to trim my ends, my damaged ends, and I ended up with a pixie cut. I went from shoulder length to pixie cut because of the woman.
I remember that. But you have good, like, hair grows nicely, so, you know, it could be a jealousy thing that people, you know what I mean, or not.
But here's, like, I don't consider myself necessarily as having quote-unquote good hair. I like to think, if anything, I have a more strenuous hair routine. Like, I always... like, I'm spraying and leaving conditioners when I'm deep conditioning my hair before I deal with it. Because, like, I have, in my opinion, I have coarse hair. Like, mm-hmm, what mm-hmm. slick down my edges? There's only one product on the market that slicks down my edges. And so when I see it back in stock, I buy three at a time.
Don't kill me. Yeah.
I'm serious. When I flat iron my hair, I have to do a silk press. I can't just, you know, run a flat iron through my hair a few times and it goes straight. Like, my hair is funny in the sense that I have to blow it out. Then I have to do a silk press, because if I do multiple presses, guess what? I have heat damage now, and the back of my head looks straight while the front of my head looks curly.
Girl, that's what I'm coming off of right now, a heat damage.
So, like, I just think I've definitely experimented and trying to figure out what works for my hair. And I've tried to avoid things that damage it so that it breaks a little less. But I don't necessarily think or put myself in that category of, oh, I have good hair, because, like, my hair is okay. I'm proud of my hair. Do I wear it out all the time? I'm trying to now, but did I used to when I was younger? No. I would always put in protective styles. I was always either braiding it or wearing a wig or whatever now. And, like, now, girl, I love wigs. The fact that I can change my hair every day, change color, change style, change texture, I'm a wig girl for life. Like, nobody sees my natural hair ever again.
I know, for me with my hair, like, I consider myself having good hair. Like, I've never had, no, I have had hair growth issues, like, you know, the back broke or I did something, but it's always been, like you said, though, in response to something I'm doing with my hair. So my hair is constantly growing. Like, I've had friends who actually have hair issues where, like, a certain section just kind of won't grow properly or unhealthy, you know, whatever, for whatever reason. They just had scalp irritation and stuff. But I've never had that. I've always just been rushing with my hair, you know, perming it at first, which is really bad, damaging it, stop perming it. And then I would like braid it a little bit too tight or something, which would cause like edging damage. And then I would be angry the moment one part of my hair had a little damage. Instead of just working on it, like I see my girls doing on YouTube with their hair journey, girl, I would cut the whole thing off and restart, you know? So I'm constantly—
I know, you tell me, oh, I'm cutting my hair. And I'm like, why?
Like, exactly. No matter what happened, it's like I was always looking for an excuse to cut it off so it could all grow even. But that's not how hair works. Like, it grows. Sometimes a little part might not be even, but you still let it keep growing it and slowly, you know, let it even out itself. So that's what I'm doing now.
Right.
After my heat damage from last year. So now I have new hair, and I have like a good year of growth now, and I'm just gonna let it grow. That's it. I'm not doing nothing to it.
Nice. I'm like, I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard. Like, just kind of, I don't know if you felt this growing up, but I don't even know if I felt this, but I feel like I've witnessed a lot of it growing up, seeing other people, and unfortunately sometimes Black men, criticize girls for not having a certain type of hair. Like, praising certain girls for being like, oh, your hair is natural, and it's like that quote-unquote ideal texture of, like, I don't know, like a 3C, that kind of cute curly, synonymous with that good hair quality on Black girls. And it's like, oh, well, if you have that hair texture, you're a more desirable person, versus somebody who may have coarser, kinkier, curl, like tighter coiled hair, isn't always as revered. But then I also feel like that also flows into colorism a bit, because usually that combination of the quote unquote ideal Black girl, at least that I heard growing up, was like, you know, light skin, curly hair, pretty eyes. It was never, I don't know, it was never like, you know, a nice chocolate sister with you know, kinky hair and, like, you know, full lips and things like that.
No, and I definitely can relate. When I think of the whole hair, ideal hair situation, where I would get criticism, like where I would get an impression from Black men about hair, wouldn't necessarily meaning like not liking for the kinkier hair, but I would always see them hating on just weave in general, which is almost a judgment on kinky hair. So I always felt that it is coming. You're coming for kinky hair, girls, when you're hating on weave. Oh, I don't like a girl that wears weave. I like natural hair. I like da 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 da, like this, like that. But it's like,
yeah, but when you came out, with short kinky hair though.
Thank you.
They didn't like you like that.
They didn't like that.
But they didn't like you.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
And it goes to show as well. Yeah, you like hair, but that's the reality too. Like, you don't understand the relationship that Black women have with their own hair and what they go through having that hair and how you're treated. Like, I've been treated differently at workplaces because I decided to take my wig off and fucking wear my real hair and just be myself.
Yeah.
And that's the worst kind of rejection. It's the most deep and painful, and I will even say traumatic rejection, because when you have the privilege of waking up every day, showering, getting out of the shower, putting on your clothing, maybe doing your makeup, and, you know, a couple of brushes, stroking your brushes and getting out the door and feeling comfortable just being yourself, you know, that is that in itself is a privilege. I don't feel that, you know.
Girl,
I wake up
every you're being too generous, because I've seen in the workplace people who roll out of bed, come into work with wet hair.
And that's it too. Part of it, wet hair, literally.
Yeah. Wet hair thrown up in a bun. Okay, or wet hair in general. And if a black woman could never do that.
Yeah.
Like, right now, it's hard, right now people are fighting to have natural styles such as afros and dreadlocks considered professional in a corporate environment. They're being told that neatly coiffed coils and dreads are unprofessional, while the same quote-unquote professionals roll out of bed with wet hair and show up to work, and nobody gets reprimanded.
Exactly. And what hurts me more is I don't want to be ever criticized for my natural kinky coily hair, especially when there are people who do not have natural kinky coily hair, people who have straight, you know, Switzerland hair, okay, putting their hair in knots to make their own dreadlocks. You understand? And they roll out. They go to work. And I'm not judging anyone who does not have afro textured hair and has dreadlocks. The judgment is not on the individuals doing this. Like, live your life, be free. But if you're going to tell me that my natural hair is unacceptable, but then think that that person who's doing it without kinky hair is just exotic and being different, they're being edgy, you know, it kind of goes with the double standard of also like coloring your hair. Blue hair on a Black woman is ghetto, but blue hair on a non-Black woman is just, oh, a teenager, they're just edgy, they're just
edgy.
They're, you know, eccentric. Yeah. You know, they're, you know, it goes to the same thing, but the difference with the kinky hair kind of comparison is that this is my natural hair. I woke up like this. I did not work to make my hair look like this. I woke up, I sprayed it, I combed it, and it's like someone will come in and touch my natural hair as well and be like, oh, cool, nice. And I'm like, holy fuck, like, you don't know how long I tried to get it looking like that, and you just ruined it. Like, people have no idea how much we work.
Yeah, like it's a sideshow.
Yeah.
Like it's a sideshow. And like, and it's funny because, like, I had a partner, and I, at first when we were dating, I wasn't super comfortable with him seeing my natural hair, so I'd always wear wigs. Mm-hmm. And I was around his family, because he was Caucasian, okay? I was around his family. And a family member made a comment to him, oh, that's obviously not Lola's real hair. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, probably not. Probably a wig or weave or whatever. And she's like, oh, she probably wears that weave because she has no hair and that I'm bald. Mm-hmm. And so he told me this, and I was like, all right, bet. So the next day, girl, I went over. I stayed over the night. Woke up early the next morning, girl. Straightened my hair at the house. Mm-hmm. Okay, so nobody can tell me this, that, and a third. Mm-hmm. Straightened my hair at the house, swept it up into a cute little ponytail. I went to go hang out with the same family members in the fucking living room. They were gagged because my hair was longer than hers.
Amen. I love it.
Like, mm-hmm. And they were like, is that all your hair? And I'm like, yeah, I just felt like straightening it today. And she's like, oh, wow, it's so long. And I'm like, yeah.
Thanks.
And they're like, oh, well, why do you wear, right? And it's like, well, why do you wear like a weave? And I'm like, so that it can stay this long.
And that's true. And right. and people don't understand that weave is not necessarily something you're hiding behind. It's just a style choice. That's all it is. A style preference.
Yep.
Just like you deciding to put your hair up, or just like you deciding to wear one outfit one day, change your outfit the other day. It does protect us. It is also strategic in the way that, yeah, we can like to give our hair a break too. But sometimes you just want to wear a wig. You just feel nice, you know? And to
girl, I feel sorry. Sorry to cut you off. I was gonna say I feel sorry for this poor man because he will step, like, he will be in the house and I'm just in my natural hair or something, and he'll leave to go do the recycling or to go move the car or do something. Mm-hmm. He comes back, I'm in another color hair. Like, it just depends on my mood. Like, he'll leave and I'm like wearing black hair, he'll come back, I'm wearing red hair.
That's so funny.
Love it.
I love it. Yeah. And that's one thing that...
And I like that. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, that's one thing that me and my girlfriends used to joke about, too. That, you know, the difference between dating a black man and dating a white man. Because you would just... Or any other race, even an Indian guy or whatever, who's just not used to the black girl hair routine. Like, it would just be funny to hear your man like, honey, why is your hair on the counter? You know, like, so that would always be,
oh my God.
Joke, you know?
Trust me, the regular, degular, schmegular in this house, doesn't matter whether it's my man or my kid. Babe, can one of y'all bring me my wig?
Yeah, straight. I love it.
Especially for the Zoom calls or whatever. And like, he knows now. He'll be like, oh, which one do you want?
I love it.
Right? So, like, he understands that, like, there's different textures, different moods or whatever. Yeah. And like, it's not even a big deal anymore because it's what it is.
As
it
usual.
Doesn't take away from you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, if anything, it's like part of a costume, mm-hmm. you know? So... Like you said, it's business as usual. Like my daughter, when she plays dress up, this little girl has dress ups with wigs too. She started her wig collection very young, and it's not that I teach her that her hair isn't worthy or her hair isn't beautiful, but just for her to expand her imagination that yes, you can wear a costume and feel like a princess, but you can expand upon that by wearing, like, you know, like she has like a purple curly wig or like a blue straight wig, and she wants to be like a wizard or whatever, you know?
That's cute.
It's a tool for her to expand her imagination and not necessarily hide or disparage her hair. She loves her hair. That's the one thing I'm so thankful for.
Amen.
She loves her hair, and in particular, she actually loves her natural curls. Mm.
That's beautiful. One thing I will say about wigs in general and just my attitude towards wigs, I will say a big influencer for me was Wendy Williams. And
oh yeah?
Oh God, yeah. Because my relationship with wigs was just when I didn't have a hairstyle on, or like in between hairstyles, I'll throw one on. You know what I mean? So I was never really a huge like wig person. I wasn't sold on them yet because I just like to do my weave, I like to do my sew-ins out just to make it look natural. I was always trying to make everything look natural and blah, 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 blah. Especially before the lace front revolution came out. Okay? And lace and
fair enough.
So I never really cared for wigs. I was more like, you know, just had my little, you know, a wig from here and there, or like mainly half wigs actually to leave my hair out. But Wendy came out and she had her wig, and she had that one wig, and she named it like Bonisha or something. It had some name and like, open. She was a celebrity that openly said, you know, I wear wigs and I have a wig for each, the way I feel. I have this wig, this is Tessa, this is this one, this is that. And then she had her main wig that she literally gave to her audience. And they went on trips and had to photograph themselves with this wig on, like a mannequin head. And like, girl, I died. But she showed me wigs as light. Like, she just showed me wigs as an accessory. This is a new accessory. It's like you have different types of jewelry, you have different types of wigs. And I was like, damn, girl.
Yeah.
She really just put me on, like, the idea that, okay, it's not just for grandmas and in-between hairstyles.
Your auntie to wear to church. It's not grandma's church
exactly,
wig.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
And like, you didn't hear of celebrities exposing that too, you know, a lot back then.
Right.
So I really like that.
Right. And you're right. You're right. Wendy Williams definitely was like that first unapologetic woman to be like, I wear a wig and what? Mm-hmm. And what's your business? And it looks fabulous. And nowadays, it's definitely very popularized. Like, even like Megan Thee Stallion put in one of her songs, Switch My Wig, make it feel like he's cheating.
Yes,
I love it.
I love it. Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because it becomes a meme too, like where they'll have like a couple in the scene and the guy will be like, oh, I think we should see other people. So the girl goes back and changes wigs. Which one? which one?
Yeah.
Or like there was the DMX challenge where like there was a DMX song playing and like he's listing off different women, I guess, that he's been with. So it's like there's Brenda, Leticia, three type of Kims, blah, 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 whatever. But he's just listing women. And so people are posing in different wigs for each name.
Kill me, I love it.
So, yeah, it's the same. Which look is Brenda, which look is Leticia, uh-huh, which look is Ashley, the three Kims, like, you know?
I love it.
And I'm happy to see it just being something that's a little bit more practical.
Yeah, it's celebrated now.
And a little bit embraced more. Yeah.
Wigs are definitely...
Yeah, for
sure. Celebrated. I love it now.
Now, I need to ask you a fun question, a funny question. Have you ever had a wig accident?
Girl, trust me.
Of like your wig slipping back, your wig falling off.
Not even, girl. I've had leave the house with no goddamn wig, walking like your hot stuff, touching your hair and feeling wig cap while you're already out in front of people. Full face makeup, looking cute, and wig, and having to run your ass home. Like, I've had that. I cannot lie.
Oh,
I had that.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you a story. Okay, this will hopefully make your story feel better. How young was I? I was fairly young. I was probably like maybe like anywhere between 18 to 21. Mm-hmm. But I was working, and I ended up being somewhere in East End. I was doing like outdoor work, and I was paired with like two guys, and we were hanging out, we were talking and whatever, and I had my hair done, pulled up in like, you remember those clip-on ponytails that has like two little combs that are meant to like hook on your bun, and then it has the string to lock it in? Had one of those ponytails and it was super long because apparently, I don't know, length was my vibe back in the day. It was a really long ass ponytail. And we're talking and I'm swinging the ponytail because I'm feeling myself talking, blah, blah, blah. And I was saying some stupid dramatic story, girl, and I whipped the ponytail head around. Why did the ponytail go flying in front of these two?
In front of who? The guys?
The two guys that I was working with. I think one was white or something. So like they probably like their faces looked horrified. And I had to run and pick up my ponytail and they were speechless. They couldn't say nothing. They didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. And we just let the day go on. I don't think I ever saw them again after that. It was so
that is funny. That reminds me of the single braids. When the back of my head broke, like the one braid that we always fell on the ground somewhere, and someone's like, you forgot this.
Oh my God. I remember having single braids, and I was babysitting kids when I was like 13 or something. and this one bad kid was just like always trying to pull my hair, and I'm like, stop pulling my hair. Why did this child pull one of my braids out?
Oh my god, did that hurt?
Pulled it out
of your scalp?
It hurt like hell. A girl, thankfully he didn't scalp me, but like it felt like he did. Oh my gosh,
that is too much.
It's wild. Like, and I feel like when it comes to women's hair, like it's a very vulnerable thing. Cause I think of there's certain boyfriends who, like, especially long-term ones that, like, if we're close enough or we're together enough, like, you will see, understand the process. You'll at one point or another see me put on a wig. Or, like, you know, like, I feel like I do it in phases. Like, you'll get wig me, and then if you're cool enough, you'll see me with natural hair at least once in your lifetime. And then if we're extra, extra cool, you will see the process of me putting on a wig. So that you could see the transition between both. And, like, I remember there was one boyfriend who I had a blonde wig. And I love this wig. I wore the fuck out of this wig. It was so good. And I remember this one guy. This man was, like, in my fucking face, okay? When I say in my face, like, I've never had somebody try to pre my scalp and stare into my soul through my scalp so hard.
Girl,
because he was just staring at the hairline and he's looking and I'm like, are you good? And he's like, I'm just trying to figure out how you get this on here. At that point, I was like, nope, it's a no for me, sir. It's a no for me.
About the wig, perfect. He was saying that? Because did he know it was a wig? Like, he just knew it was a wig and...
I don't even think he knew it was a wig per se, but he knew it was some kind of false hair because he's seen my natural hair at some point. Because, like, we've gone out on dates, we've gone out in places where he's seen my hair all, you know, looking cute and coiffed and whatever. But, like, I had this wig on, and, like, I don't know if he thought it was a weave or not, but, like, he was confused as to how this blonde hair was coming out of my head. But it wasn't my hair. He couldn't get it. And I feel like that was the first time I felt like as a grown woman that, like, I don't have to teach white men. I don't have to teach white people anything. We have Google. Like, you know, like, learn.
Explaining can be too much sometimes, for sure. It's like...
Well, because, like, it'd be one thing if he had asked me, like, your hair looks really nice. I'm curious about it. Like, if curious about the process or something, then it's like, okay, I'll tell you. Like, yeah, it's a wig. I just put it on my head. I can take it off, whatever. But, like, the man was just, honestly, if he could have lasered into my brain, he would have, with the way he was just staring at the hairline. That it just turned me off.
No, I get it. Because that would be like, he was so confused. He was trying to be like completely, what do you call it?
Reconstruct. Girl, if my forehead should have been the LSAT. My forehead should have been the LSAT.
I can't lie. I've done that to someone before, to another black woman. Like, wondering, yo, what did she lay her hair with? Like, I'm staring, like, what did she do to get this hair? I've done it before. I won't lie. But I'm dying because.
I'm dying.
It's different when it's a man who's like, what's going on here?
Well, here's the thing, I'm laughing because now that you say it in retrospect, I've definitely clocked a woman. Maybe I'm not as nice because I don't pay attention to when hair looks flawless. I pay attention to flaws. And so, like, if I notice track showing, I will tell you. Just know if anybody sees me out in the streets and I'm like, just know that I will be the one to make sure that you look good. I used to be embarrassed to say something, but I'm not embarrassed no more to be like,
right. And it's not even a hating thing. Like, I'm looking out for you, sis. No. Because I want someone to tell me.
Well, and that's the thing. Exactly. But there are some women on the street that will make you look like a bum and keep you pushing. And I refuse to be that woman. I refuse to be that woman. If I see your hair looks a little out of place, it's a little like, you know, frizzy on one side because it like brushed against something, or a track is showing and it's meant to be like, it's meant to be laid to cover it. Like, I'm gonna tell you, I'm not gonna have you looking crazy, because it's like, we already go through so much shit and be scrutinized by so many other people that we don't need to also be scrutinized by ourselves.
Like, if you fix her crown, you see a cis crown leaning, you just fix it, keep it pushing, like nothing happened. Now,
Amen.
And that's the thing too, to wrap this up, that kind of goes back to for me, because girl, if that was me, I commend her for even having the balls to go online with this story, because girl, up to now, if that was me, I would, and it was 2019 when this happened, that shit would still be in my hair till now. I'd wait, because I'd be so sheam. So I have a motto in my house, okay? I always tell this to my sister, because whenever she complains about a hair day or something,
yeah,
I'm like, yo, where there's a wig, there's a way. Like, end of story. There's a wig, there's a way. I have no qualms. Like, anything happens to my hair, I will find a wig. Even if it's my old dusty wig, I will wash that thing, I will flat iron it, and I'll make that thing good as new. Where there's a wig, there's a way. Okay? So that's why I love my girl, because, you know, she went out with it. She was real with her story. She showed everything. Like, I love that she was so vulnerable. She went for it, and you know, and she got it done. And now any girl, you know, that makes that, they know where to go. And more importantly, more girls know not what the hell to do. Like, you know, so.
Well, I was going to say, like, after this, there was another person who was trying to essentially, I guess, abuse the story for clout. So, like, it was, I don't know, some person who goes on TikTok and they're like, oh my God, I put Gorilla Glue in my hair and I didn't realize it's not supposed to go in your hair. And now, like, I can't, like, it's so painfully obvious that they're doing this to try and like exploit the situation. Yeah, and it was cringeworthy, and it, like, and the hair didn't even look good. Like, at least her hair looked flawless.
That's what I was saying, girl.
Like, at least her hair looked flawless. Like, I may be criticizing her that she can't read and that she has no sense, but I can't say that the hair file looked bad.
At least it looked laid good by the gods, like, you know.
Yo, straight up, it was late to the motherfucking gods. That shit was on point. Ugh, but yeah. So now that you see people out here trying to exploit it and criticize it, some guys like, oh, the story's not real. I'm gonna drink Gorilla Glue right now. The man put the Gorilla Glue in a cup, lift up the cup to drink it, and the cup got stuck to his mouth. He had to go to the hospital.
Don't kill me. What an idiot. What an idiot. When dumb crap leads to more dumb crap. I can't take it. Idiocy overload.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Exactly. And see, that's like, why I don't blame her, because I feel like she's the original, you know, the cat, the curiosity of the cat, you know, like, she got hurt. She got too curious.
I don't know.
She didn't. We have to get her on the show. We gotta get this girl on the show. We won't let her watch this episode though, because I don't want her to see me laughing.
It's so funny.
How much?
If anything, she won't care about you laughing. She'll probably be mad at me calling her stupid.
But I don't want to hurt her feelings. But we gotta get her on the show and really get down to what she was thinking, because I really do think that it was just a grab and go, just roll with it, grab and roll, not even reading the label.
I definitely think it was an honest mistake. Like, with as much as I criticize, I do believe it was an honest mistake in itself. But it just makes me sad, because there were so many steps that she could have taken, so many little things that she overlooked that could have prevented the situation. Oh, for sure. And she
and
did
I have
it.
A question too. Like that's an experiment. What would have happened? Yeah. Like, what I wanted was. Now that you mentioned that, you know, every time you put water on it, it gets tighter on your head. Because I was wondering if it was like painful for her. Was it like burning her like at first? Because I know you said it was painful once you put the acetone on, but was her hair already being it was a month? I would expect at least her roots to have grown out a little bit. Maybe it would lift off her head a little bit, but the way that was sealed.
Girl, did not move. Did not move.
I remember, but I'm wondering if, like, in experimental mode, let's say a year from now, would it have looked the same? Like, something would have had to move. Like, that would have then probably been painful because the hair would have to grow. You know, a year of growth would have to do something. Like, it would probably raise as, like, a cap. She would look like she's wearing a helmet or something.
Well, here's the thing that where I first was kind of scared and horrified because I'm thinking to myself, like, you have this merged with your scalp, okay? You have this merged straight to the scalp. You are sweating. Where is that sweat going from your scalp? You know, that new growth, like you said, where is that going from? Like, I'm just thinking of all the ways you're hurting
your
scalp.
Blocked. Yeah.
And it's like a month. I'm thinking, like, what about mold? Like, I was definitely like, oh, my skin was crawling just thinking about the whole situation.
Deep, but you're right. Ew. God, I don't want to think of mold Jesus now. I got the creepy crop. Heebie jeebies. But damn, that's true. But let's just say, do you have any final thoughts for Miss Gorilla Glue Girl or any of the viewers?
Honestly, I'm just thankful that she was able to save her hair, save some of her hair, save her scalp. I pray that she learns from the situation to read products that she decides to put in her head. And that it's a lesson for anybody who's in a rush to look cute. Worst case scenario, throw on a wig.
When there's a wig, there's a way, sis.
Where there's a wig, there's a way. You.
So that is my final thoughts. Where there's a wig, there's a way. And I'm just hoping, though, that baby girl, like, I wish her, I wonder if her scalp was, like, you know, you know when you put your hair too tight or whatever and you get those bumps, like those stress bumps from just, you know, I wonder if her hair had that just from being in for a month. But I wish her whatever happened, all kinds of healing, scalp healing, head. And the best beyond. So I feel like Vasily Glue should give her a year supply.
Absolutely.
Just so this never happens again. Blame got to.
Oh my God. Well, I was going to say, not even Gorilla Glue. It should be Gots to be Glue or Gorilla Snot. One of those actual hair care companies should have given her a lifetime supply so that there's no mix up.
A lifetime. I love it. Yes, I agree. I agree. She needs it.
Yes.
Go fund me for that for her.
Well, that's maybe what she should use the GoFundMe money for, because she raised like $20,000 towards her medical care and she ended up technically not using it because she got this procedure done free of charge. So a lot of people are criticizing her because she used some of the money to like buy a new car and to, I don't know, I'm guessing pay off certain bills.
So what? She deserves that damn money. She deserves that money. But I...
Well, here's the thing. The money was raised for a good intention, in my opinion. Like, the people who gave her the money in good faith was also in good intention. She's just fortunate enough to not have to use it towards those bills. People are saying that she should give it back since she didn't use it towards those bills, but it's like, let her help herself.
The trauma alone, she deserves it.
She's struggling in some way. She's struggling in some way. The girl's in such a rush, she can't read bottles. Like, yo, let her live. Let her use the money to go to the hair store to buy.
Right, had she had a car, her ass would not have been so desperate going through cupboards, grabbing anything that's clear and gel, or grabbing any spray. Right? So, thank God. The next time the girl's painting her nails, God only knows, she'll probably use freaking car paint or something because she doesn't have nothing and do something to herself. So, yes, let her do that. But, yes, girl. So, remember to remind everybody, if you have any questions or any comments about anything we said, message us on our @ThisBlackGirlPodcast Insta page. Feel free to let us know what you think about what we said. If you disagree, especially, we love getting that flack. We can take all that smoke, bring it, and
definitely follow the page so you know when new episodes are up. You can also watch our lives because we do occasionally go on live. It's usually once a month, but we want to do it a little more often, and we're going to be doing our live topics there.
All right, girl. Boo, are you ready to go to bed?
I mean, like, I guess.
I'm so tired. I've been laughing so hard. I'm awake, but I'm dying, guys. Like, all that laughing, I need to just lay down now and just knock out.
You're so funny. I don't blame you one bit. But with that said, we will sign off. Thank you for listening to us for another episode. As you know, and my name is Lola.
Ms. Hill Diva.
And this is This Black Girl Podcast. Have a wonderful and safe day.
Bye.
Bye.